Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at the letters O and O. Yep, two O's together. But before we do that, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You write neatly. And I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. I always like to start by coloring. So we are going to look at the letters O and O together. When O and O are together in a word, sometimes they say this sound, ooh. And today, all of the words that we're going to talk about and the pictures that we're going to look at will say ooh. O-O, for today especially, are going to say ooh. Sometimes we'll learn that O-O can say uh, but today we're going to just focus on O-O saying ooh, all right? All right, so let's get started. Look for this picture. Oop, oop, hoop. Do you see the basketball hoop? Me too. Let's color that basketball hoop. Let's color the big pole and the backboard and the net. Let's color all of that. Let's make it colorful and happy. Let's color it blue. Find some kind of a blue crayon. And let's color the pole and the backboard, you know what the hoop is attached to, blue. Hoop, when you sound out hoop, oop, and you hear the oo, in hoop, it's two O's together. O-O says ooh in hoop. And you know it. I'm going to talk about O-O says ooh a billion times today. And you're going to get tired of me probably saying it. And I'm going to say, I don't care. I want us to become experts at H-O-O oop. Hoop. I want us to become experts at that O-O sound. O-O says ooh. O-O says ooh. Today especially, we're going to focus on words with that double O. Double O. And the double O in hoop says ooh. All right. I have finished coloring my backboard and the pole and the net, and I look good. So I'm going to say, take 3 more seconds to finish coloring the hoop. Hoop. O-O says ooh. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's move on. What about this one? Ready? Here we go. The boy in the picture, this is his name. K-ooper. K-ooper. Cooper. His name is Cooper. Let's color Cooper's hair brown. Find your brown crayon and let's color Cooper's hair brown. Cooper has our double O that we're working on. Cooper. Cooper. The ooh in Cooper is a double O. O-O says ooh in Cooper. Just like ooh in hoop says ooh. So Cooper and hoop have our double O. And Cooper has brown hair. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's color Cooper's shirt red. Find some kind of a red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. And let's color his shirt red. This is Cooper. Cooper has our double O. When you hear ooh, sometimes it's a double O, like in the word Cooper. Looks like he's wearing a shirt with a number 1 on it. Cooper. Is he number 1? Or that's just his number? I think that's just his number. Because I think I'm number one and you're number one and we're all number one. So there you go. All right. So, boys and girls, take 2 more seconds for Cooper's shirt. 2, 1. Let's color his shorts. Let's make his shorts. Let's do brown. We just did his hair brown. So you should find your brown. Let's make his shorts brown. So Cooper has our double O, like ooh, and hoop has that double O. It says ooh and hoop and Cooper. And then what about this word? Sh oot, sh oot, shoot. He is going to shoot that basketball into the hoop. He's going to shoot for a basket. Or shoot the ball. So let's find an orange crayon and let's color the basketball orange because he is going to shoot that ball and try and make a basket. Yep, shoot, shoot. He wants to shoot the ball. He wants to make a basket. He's gonna shoot for the basket. Orange basketball. Shoot has ooh, double O. When we say he wants to shoot the ball, he wants to shoot for a basket. Ooh and shoot is a double O, just like in Cooper and in hoop. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Will you look for this one? Ready? B-oot. B-oot. Boot. It looks like the boy and the girl. It looks like Cooper and the girl. We don't know her name yet. Looks like they took off their boots and put on their sneakers so they could play basketball. You see their boots? They're not wearing them. Yeah, let's color the boots by the lunch boxes. See the boots by the lunch boxes? Let's color those purple. Those can be the girls or the boys. It doesn't really matter, but let's color those purple. So boot, b-oot. Boot has our double O sound. You can hear it. Ooh. When you hear the ooh sound in boot, it's O-O. Boot and hoop and Cooper and shoot. So boot and shoot, they rhyme. Shoot for the stars. Shoot for the basket. Boot. I have purple boots by the lunch boxes, and then do you see the boots down by the bottom of the picture? Let's color those red. Let's color the boots down at the bottom red. So boot can, if you change the b in boot to r, what word would you have? Instead of boot, you would have root. Roots grow underground. For plants, and we also have roots in our teeth. They hold our teeth in. Root and boot rhyme also. Yep, it's true. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, see if you can find this one for me. Ready? Food. 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 Do you see any food? No, but when they finish playing basketball, they're going to be hungry. Where do you think their food is? Yes, it's in the lunch boxes. So let's color the lunch boxes. All right, see the lunch box super close to the boots? Let's color that lunch box green. Find a green crayon, any kind of green crayon. We're coloring the lunch box closest to the purple boots green. Food is in that lunch box. Food. What 2 letters are making the ooh sound in food? Yes. O-O says ooh in food. Take 3 more seconds for the green lunch box. 3, 2, 1. And let's find a yellow crayon for the other lunch box. Use a yellow crayon for the other lunch box. So check the word food. If I change the F in food, if I change the F sound in food to mmm, what would we have instead of food? Mood. Are you in a good mood? I'm in a great mood because I'm with you and I'm doing listen and learn. Mood, Food. Oh, and also food always puts me in a good mood. Food always puts me in a good mood. You should be finished with your yellow lunchbox. If you're not, take one more second. One, put your crayon down. All right, how about this? I'm going to introduce you to the girl. Her name is Ookie. Ookie. Suki, not spooky. No, she's not spooky. Her name is Suki. Suki. All right, let's color Suki's hair black. If you can't find a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. So this is Suki. She's wearing the shirt that has a number two. That's her number for basketball, but she's number one, just like you and me. We rock. We're number one. So Suki, she has an ooh sound in her name. Ookie. What two letters are making the ooh sound in her name? Yes. Oh. She has an oh. Suki has an oh. Take two more seconds for her black hair. Two. One. Let's color the bow in her hair blue. Can you find a blue crayon? Color the bow in her hair blue. So this is Suki. And she has an OO just like Cooper. All right, hang on to that blue crayon. Let's color her shirt blue. Let's color her shirt blue. So, when they eat their food after their basketball game, it's probably going to be lunchtime. And another way to say lunchtime is noon. 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 When it's noon, that's usually the lunch time. Noon. Noon is usually 12 o'clock. Noon. All right. Two more seconds for her blue shirt. Two, one, and let's color her shorts brown like Cooper's. Let's color her shorts brown like Cooper's. You got it. You did it. All right, I think the last thing I want to say is Cooper and Suki are cool. They are cool. I wonder if they're playing at school. School. Yes, oh is in a lot of words. Oh says ooh, like school and cool and food and mood and noon. All right, find your pencil. Look at number one. I'm gonna name those pictures. If you hear our oh ooh sound, I want you to circle it. Here we go. First picture on number one is boil. Boil. Nope, leave it alone. How about moon? Oon. Yes, circle it. Scoot over. What about straw? Straw. No, leave it alone. The next picture shows room. Room. Yes, that has our double O. How about crown? No, leave that alone. Ooh, what about tooth? Tooth. Yes, circle tooth. All right, look at it again. For number one, you should have circled moon, room, and tooth. They all have our ooh, oh. Let's read number two. What word is that? It says pool. Pool. Yes, I love to swim in the pool. Trace that circle around our oh. And let's fill in the missing letters for pool. Scoot over and fill in our oh. And then move over. Let's write the whole word. P. Ooh is OOOL. Read it. You should have POOL. Pool. Number three. Let's read this one. Broom. 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 Trace the circle around the O's. Scoot over and fill in the missing ooh. OO says ooh and broom. And then let's write the whole word on the next line. B-R-R. Ooh. What two letters? OO. M. Let's make sure we wrote it correctly. BROOM. Broom. All right, let's try number four. Oh, I talked about this one. Instead of boot, I said change the b in boot to r. What do we have? Root. There it is on a plant. R. Ooh. We need two O's. T. You should have R-O-O-T. Root. All right, last one, number five. That's a spoon. Let's spell it. S-P-P-P. Ooh, what do we need? O-O-N-N. Spoon. Let's check it. S-P-O-O-N. Spoon. Lots of words have our O-O-U sound, don't they? Yes, and we are doing it very amazingly. Boys and girls, that's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.